Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk. I am psychic medium Kevin Baird, and I want to thank you all for being here tonight. Just another day in paradise here on December 9th, 2013. Trying to keep the chill out of our bones here, just like the East Coast or the East half or from the middle to the East has just been slammed with the cold. But I want to jump straight away to our first caller. They've been out there waiting just a little bit. Hi, hello, how are you? What's going on? Hello? Are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, my name's Anna.
Hi, Anna. What's going on?
Hi. I just have a question about my career.
Okay, sure.
Is that okay?
Yep. Careers are good.
Okay. Careers are good. Can I just, like, go right into my question?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's actually, I'm in recruiting, so I do a lot of recruiting. I own my own business. And I have some goals for myself, primarily this week and next week. And I'm just wondering if you see me, I guess, being successful in reaching those.
I do. And that it's going to be bigger than what they've talked about it being. So
okay.
Whatever. It's like I'm being shown it's going to be inflated. I don't know if you are able to go to my website. You can go and look up the time for the card that I'm looking at. It's the things card, and it's associated with the time 6:30.
Okay.
And it shows someone who's blowing up a balloon, and the title or the stamp on the balloon is the word things, and just basically it's going to be it's just going to tip of the iceberg.
Okay, that makes sense because, well, normally how I work my business is I'll go and recruit and then they'll go and recruit and so on and so forth, so that actually does make sense to me.
And then the next card that I get for you as sort of like a validation, moving up or upward mobile is the title for the card, and the time associated with that is 9:45. And both of these cards are facing you. Like I read either with the cards facing away from us or facing towards us, and both of these are facing you. So when you go later and look it up on my website, and it's Temple of Gaia, GAIA.com, you can see the symbols here, and what it is that it looks like you could find yourself getting settled into something that could last you for some time because of the upward mobile message coming in there for you, too.
Oh, that's good to know. Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, like a potential for even retiring at it or, you know, branching out, like hiring people to hire people who hire people to hire people kind of stuff, and domino effect, that kind of stuff, chain reaction.
Right, absolutely. Wow, well, that's awesome, because that's definitely, like, in my plan of what I want to do. So I'm glad that I was able to get the validation for that.
Yes, and I feel, because I was given the analogy of dominoes, that I think that you could find yourself hiring for Domino's corporate. You know, like they got the drivers and the people that bake the pies, but then there's also Domino's corporate, or it could be a pizza chain or something like that that could be in your future as well.
I'm starting a restaurant, and it's actually a fast food restaurant, but it's a little different, and it's going to be a franchise. So maybe that's what you're seeing.
That could be it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is going to be, you know, a restaurant, but it's going to be a franchise. So that would make sense.
Okay. So then I'm validating this stuff for you then.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yep. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay. It's great to start off the show straight away with that. And for you guys that are out there and listening out there, you can call in with a question or get a reading or something if you want to. And the call-in number is 760-542-4345. So that's, you know, if you want a reading. Or if you guys need or want to sign in into the chat room, you have to sign in either with your Facebook ID or something, because if you sit out there as a guest, you can't type into the room. All you can do is listen to the show, and that's okay. But I wanted to jump straight away into our caller there just because she had been sitting out there for a while. I didn't want to keep her waiting very long. But I normally like to start out the show with looking at two cards. So we're going to look at sort of like the message for the week for all of us. So if you're listening now out there in the chat room or listening, you know, live out there on through iTunes or on your iPhone or the Android, right, or your tablets, that kind of stuff, you can go to my website, templeofgaia.com, and see the images. So both are facing away. So when the cards and images are facing away from us in the message, it's about the people, situations, and things happening around us, the things that we will see take place and happen. We can observe and learn from it. It's better to see somebody else, you know, open up the door, you know, behind door number one or whatever, and then all the balloons or all the beach balls or all the bricks, stones, what have you, fall out on them, or all the just the goo, you know, from the old talk shows. It's better to see that happen. It's better to be up in the seats of the Colosseum than down in the square trying to toss around the lion. We all have roles to play. Either we're the observer or we're presenting an experience. So the first image that I'm looking at is the agreements card, and it's associated with the time 2:42. And it's facing away from us. So it's about us seeing people, groups, individuals around us making agreements to move forward with something. Now, it could be neighbors, it could be friends, relatives, local government, larger groups, because it's an agreement kind of thing, even Congress, because we need for them to agree with budgets and passings and making sure that things get financed and lights are kept on and water keeps flowing and all. And then the other card that's facing away from us also is the abilities card, and it's associated with the time 5:43. And the abilities card, I'll give you guys a second to go and look it up over there, templeofgaia.com, and just scroll down to the 5:43. Yeah, okay. It shows somebody holding a bunch of balloons. And on the balloons are sort of square, but they come down to a point to where they meet the string. And that they just, you know, jumble and bumble around in the wind. And our friend that's holding them right there is sort of admiring this balloon bunch that they have, almost as if it's brand new to them, or if it's a bouquet of flowers or something. Something's blooming, but it's not really flowers. Things have become inflated, abilities coming online, capabilities coming online. And our abilities wake up. Some of them are dormant for a while. Some of them are dormant our entire lives. It's that DNA, sometimes programming kind of stuff. It's what I refer to as our born identity. And whether we live up to that identity, it's sort of up to us as to whether we want it to shine or just to hang back, chill, know that we are that way. We don't have to prove it. We have absolute confidence in it, and that we just want to take a stroll through the park. Then there are others of us who go through stages to where we were dormant for like the first 20, 40, 60 years of our life, and then we wake up and something comes online. So today is December 9th, 2013, and this is a message for you for the things you can plan to see happen over the next 7, 15, 30 out to 90 days. I design the Horizon Oracle for people to use for current era situations. And I've published a book called The Horizon Oracle Companion. And what it is it's a bunch, it's really a complete text that has definitions for the images, and also I've included two, just randomly drawn cards to come in and as a reading in the sections for each of the cards, so it gives you sort of like a conjugation of how to use the image for yourself. It's not magic, it's not, cavorting with the devil or anything else like that. It's just a bunch of possibilities that could potentially take place. So with your abilities coming online, it's almost as if this agreement happens that these people sign, the group signs, two companies decide to merge and sign an agreement, and then all of a sudden the things that we used to be doing aren't really necessary, but they still like our knack, our experience, our capability, and they send us to school or ask us if we're familiar with this kind of thing or if we can give it a shot or a try. We try it. It works like a dream, and we're just like overwhelmed with like possibilities and drive and zeal and passion. It's like, okay, a brand new, fresh, brand new me kind of thing. But you wouldn't have known about it until the agreement thing had been signed. And if you're at age 30 or 13 and these things start to happen, then proceed, continue to go along and just to like be in the moment. So don't feel like you have to meet or match or equal somebody else in your abilities. It's now a time to thrive for yourself. And that the motto and mission statement basically for Main Street Universe is one to where how you are living your life beyond the cube, beyond the corporate cube, being self-employed right now. Our friend who just called in was self, she's sort of like starting her own business, doing the restaurant thing, that kind of stuff, and also wanting to be a recruiter also. Pulling it in, being in the moment and taking your abilities that you developed over the time of the past and putting it into place. It might take you a month or two or 2 years to really wake up and see that you have the power and the ability and permission to start paying yourself. But the thing is that you have to pay attention to a whole lot more things. You have to start communicating with people, going out and seeing what people are interested in and how they would like to access you for those abilities, services, that kind of thing. But it's important to not get too overwhelmed with it, because you can end up getting saturated, burnt out, and then you won't want to do anything. So it's always important to sort of like take a break every once in a while, do some meditation, and just get your mind off of your, your primary focus there. Otherwise, you end up hating everything, getting burnt out, and just wanting to play Xbox all day. So I suggest listening to some music, some meditational music, New Age. And Diane Arkenstone is one of my go-to songs. Musicians, artists. And I'm going to play one of her pieces called Ocean of Stars. And that you can find out more about Diane Arkenstone by going to dianearkenstone.com. All right? And here is Ocean of Stars.
Hello? I think you're having some technical difficulties.
Okay, hello. Let's try that again. Something was up with... Okay, sorry about that.
Okay. Hi.
All right. Welcome and thank you for calling.
Thanks.
The holidays and it's cold and miserable out. I see. How can I help you?
Thanks for taking my call. And I was wondering if you see anything changing for Matthew and I.
Okay. Improving from where it is? Are you guys in a relationship right now?
We have decided that it was better to not be in one because there's not enough time spent.
Because of separation?
Because of work, and he's not that he's working for someone else. He's self-employed, but he just doesn't want to spend a lot of time. I mean, he does, but he doesn't know how to make plans ahead of time. So, very unreliable kind of thing. And I just, you know, it didn't become better. You know, it just deteriorated. I felt like it was going to go worse, and you know, him not returning my calls after 2-3 days. It's just like, what's the point?
Well, I can tell you that as you have known him, so you will likely continue to know him if you don't press yourself to be better connected with him. But the thing is, you don't want to seem like a stalker or, you know, overwhelming him or anything like that. What I see, it's a little might explain why he is what he is or how he's being what he is that he's afraid to connect to anybody or commit to anybody because of somebody that had passed away in his past. And that he doesn't want to be so, you know, enamored and so engrossed in somebody, and then them end up either, you know, leaving him or passing away too. He doesn't have faith that anything's going to last. So he just can't focus on anything. I'm looking at I read with my own images, the Horizon Oracle is what it's called. I'm looking at the I'm okay card, and it shows, and it's associated with the time 640. And it shows somebody who's sitting on a tombstone with angel's wings, and that he is crying over the grave. This tells me that he has a lot of baggage. He has brought a lot of things, probably from childhood or something, that he's not been able to let go of. And
yeah, I think so.
You have your work cut out for you.
I have what?
But you have, that's like, you have a lot of work ahead of you to make that connection work.
Okay.
Because I'm also looking at the other card here, it's the detached card, and it's talking about him also because both of these cards are facing away. And the detached card shows him holding on to his head as if it were a balloon tied to a string.
Okay.
So it's almost like his head isn't even on his shoulders very well either.
Okay. Wow.
Now, the other thing is that you know, heaven brought the two of you together, so there is a soulmate connection there. It might be a weak one, you know, which is the thread that's tied to his head, basically, but it's up to you as to whether you want to make it work. And because the I'm okay card showed up, it's saying that there he has a guardian angel. He has someone who passed away who is working to make his life be better than what it has been.
Yes.
And that you've connected with me so that whoever passed away is helping, or I'm helping them let you know that heaven is trying to make his life a little better than what it has been. That's why I designed the I'm okay card, because there are people out there in that angelic realm who want to help the living be better at what they're doing.
Yes.
So,
well, he's also saying that he wants to better his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he just wants to focus on that and not be with, you know, that he's having a hard time making plans with someone. It's not that he doesn't want to be with me or he doesn't like me. It's just a very unusual circumstance, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to see him tomorrow. Do you see anything good coming out of that? I forgot my earrings for some coincidental reason. I left my earrings the last time I saw him, and after that we had a conversation that it was better to be friends, and he wants to be friends. I mean, for me it was better to just separate, but he said he wants to be friends, and then so I'm going to see him tomorrow probably, mm-hmm. and pick up my earrings. Do you see us anything good or?
I see it. It's going to be a little bit the same. It's not going to be worse. It's not going to be better. It's just more of him, you know, being with you as sort of like a safe or neutral kind of place. Now, the thing is that you have to show him that you're fine with whatever, you know, boundaries he wants to maintain or something. And then once he starts talking about that, come up with something else to talk about. So, like, start talking about, I don't know, whatever you guys have in common that's, like, work-related, or talk about how the new iPhone is coming out, or if you guys follow the Tolkien and the Hobbit and all that, start talking about that.
Yeah.
Just talk about trivial things. Because The Hobbit is coming out, you know, on the 13th.
Okay. I don't know if he's into that, but yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just talk about side stuff. Because I'm also being shown the sun rising. Like, I have a symbol that's called the rising sun, and it's associated with the time 3:16. But the other message that I was getting with you, for you, and these are for you, because the first card I got about you just talking about trivial stuff is the debris card, and it shows you sort of like throwing out a lot of stuff that hasn't really been working.
Yeah.
And just being in the now. So when the debris message is about throwing away things that sort of feel like they are spoiling, or they got mold on them, they're not improving, and they're not very desirable, and that kind of thing. And these are your thoughts and expectations that aren't really turning into what you want them to be, and that they are sort of eating away at you. So just be in the moment.
Yeah, that's what I've been working on, actually. And that's why it helps for me to kind of separate from this guy, because then I can actually declutter the old patterns and create new ones for myself and stability. Yeah. He provides instability by being unreliable, and I need stability in my life because I also come from an unreliable, like, crazy home. So I am looking for, you know, a more safer place for myself to, you know, expand and stuff. And he's not able to provide that. So I'm not going to, like, waste my time suffering. thinking that I'm in a relationship when, you know, he's focusing on his goals all the time. Doesn't, you know, forgets about the outside, basically.
Is he like a Sagittarius? Is his birthday right around now?
He's in February.
February, okay. All right. I was just wondering, like, it might be that he's got heavy, you know, Sagittarian. I'm not going to go into that kind of detail because they're always chasing their arrows. You know, instead of focusing on what's going on in the village, they'd rather take the bow, launch the arrow, and then try to go and find it kind of thing. So that's what it's sounding like, what you're talking about.
That's what you're kind of getting.
If you were to remove him from your life and put someone who is living the way you want to see it, you would end up being bored. It's not
so,
something...
So it's up to me to make this work in a way that works for me.
Yes.
Then I will be seeing other men. At least I'll get some attention from other people that are available and keep him as a friend. That's what I would do. I'll keep him as a friend. And then if I'm in the neighborhood, you know, I'll call him once every 2 weeks to see him and see how he's doing, and that's what I'll do. Then at least it won't be a dating thing, and there's no pressure for me.
Good. Now, he's self-employed, you said?
Yeah.
Is he living at home?
No, he lives in a very, like, a basement type of thing.
Okay. I'm being shown that he could end up having something happen to where he ends up having to get out of that basement for some reason. Like maybe the pipe will break or something, because I'm being shown him tossed out of the box that he's in. And the symbol for that is the pen card, P-E-N, and it's associated with the time 840. So because I'm looking at the symbol of the road in this, it looks like water to me right now as I'm talking to you. And I think that with the cold and everything, that he could end up having a pipe burst or something. Does he have somewhere else to go if that were to happen? He doesn't.
No.
Okay. Well, he might have to go with you.
Yeah, if he wants to.
The point of this also is that I'm looking at, well, I'm talking about him having to find somewhere else to go until that situation gets resolved, is that I'm looking at you facing yourself being just you and not how everybody else expects you to be or how you see yourself, you know, as other people would want you to be, because I'm looking at the fly card, and it shows someone who's sort of like having an out-of-body experience and just just sort of like, you know, being functional in the now and shooting from the hip and just, you know, fixing things as they come along because they weren't planned, and that you're just being you. It's not a planned process of things that, you know, get closure. It's a crisis and chaos situations that get closure.
Okay. Wait, does that mean that there's closure going to happen between me and him?
It will not be complete closure. Like, it will be in pockets. You know, it's sort of like, look at it like pizza, because I was talking about pizza earlier and somehow it's coming through again. Like, you can only eat one pizza at a time, and then you have the box, and then you just put it away, and then there's the next one, and then eat that and put it away, and then the next one kind of stuff. So you just deal with the
thing. But what is this in context stuff? I don't understand right now.
Okay.
I
see. What I'm seeing is that he's going to be having some crazy things happen for him in his life, and that he's going to need somebody who he can talk to and share the things that have been happening, and needing a second opinion that he can trust.
Okay. And I can be myself with him and be there for him. That's what I heard.
Yes.
and to bring closure to his life or something that he's struggling with.
Yeah, but closure goes in pockets of time. So it's like you're in your 20s and then you have, you know, necessary things that are important for people who are 20 years old or in that timeline, and then the 30 and then the 40 and then the 50. So there are different closures and you know, resolutions that we come to realize as we age. Like when we're in our teens, we're ready to be adults and show the world that we don't need to be told anything anymore and that we know it all. So then we go through our early parts of our 20s trying to prove that we know it all, and then when we get to be about 28 or 29, we really look back and see how stupid we were, and we're very embarrassed, and we're wishing that someone would have been a little stronger at helping us understand that we weren't all that smart then. So how old is he?
36.
Okay. So, yeah, he's coming into, like, the next stage of realizations, that kind of thing. So I would say definitely you could find yourself assisting him to get through a couple of crises because he's going to be asking you for opinions. And that's going
to
bring – that will bring your bond with him stronger.
That's good.
And as you were saying before – you know, just being friends, connecting every week or every 2 weeks or something like that. Lovers are for now and friends are forever, basically. So if you go slow into the relationship, then it will be slow out. Fast in, you know, with like, you know, you meet Friday morning or something, or, you know, and then you end up, you know, whatever. I don't want to go into any kind of details or whatever, so. Don't rush it.
Yeah. Okay.
And you could see that over the next month. So I would say come like the first or second week in January, you will have known about something that he's had happen to where he's had to relocate what he does or where he lives because of something that happened that tossed him out of the box, basically.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised. His life is always something crazy happening.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a book in the works.
Sounds like what?
A book in the works.
Yeah. Seems very interesting. But I just felt like I was also like, doing the wrong approach. Like I was boxing myself in as to how a relationship should be and how people should date and all the dating books and this is how it should be, and it became very, like, you know, fearful thing for me. Like I didn't know what was good, what was not good, and all the fears. And now it's better for me. I feel better. I feel detached, and it feels so good for me to be detached.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Fresh air.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sad and stuff, you know, that the old is gone, but the old is just a dysfunctional thing that's gone, actually. So I'm kind of like, okay, I have to let that go. It's a little painful to let it go, but I have to let it go. It's okay. And then I left my earrings at his home, and then, you know, and we still get to see each other. You know, I told him to drop it off at my doorman, but he didn't, you know, he didn't want to. I guess he does want to see me. So there's like a friendship thing going, possibility of that.
Okay.
No pressure. Yeah,
and he hasn't given you a key yet, I guess.
No. No key, but, yeah. But he's pretty open with, you know, his privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So... I haven't shown him my house yet.
Hmm.
Sorry?
He's not modest?
He's modest.
Okay.
Like, he's a very good person, I think. He's a little weird, but he's okay. He's a little weird. I told him that.
Unique.
Unique, yeah. Yeah, he's very unique. Very. And, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, okay, I'll let him know that. Well, I'll see what happens tomorrow and not, you know, change the topic. If he starts talking about how busy he is and with these projects and stuff, I'll just tell him, like, oh, yeah, there's a movie coming out, blah, blah, blah. Just talk about light stuff.
Yeah, good. So he talks about his misery with the projects that he's working
on. Yeah, he talks about the past and his work and how important it is to finish the work, and he's always, you know, working and busy and doing things for his work always.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really socialize, you know. Maybe he's a little antisocial.
I think he might have been wounded as a child, or he had somebody pass away that he doesn't want to suffer that again, for somebody to end up disappearing in his life.
Yeah, there's something obviously there that... yeah, well, it looks like there's, you know, it's good. Change is good. A change in perspective is very, very healthy for me, at least, because I was like I wasn't happy in the situation. I just was miserable, you know, the whole time I was miserable, and I just can't spend my life like that. I told him.
Well, definitely, in the future, if things tend to be a little, you know, smoother, always keep a plan B, you know, a escape button, ejection seat for yourself, if you see what I'm saying. So that if
what possibly could happen, like?
Well, the thing, once the two of you recognize that, okay, we're committed into a relationship now, then the way you appreciate each other changes, or will change. And will end up becoming sometimes restrictive because you're committed and that you don't want to intrude upon the dignity of the other person because they are trying to express themselves in a way that is very outward going, but it makes you uncomfortable, but you don't want them to feel uncomfortable because you're feeling uncomfortable because you want them to be comfortable.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so what do I do in those situations? Just hold space for him to act out or something?
Yeah, and also have a life, you know, where you can go and do your business or your clients or your job or something.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Because if you're in a relationship to where, you know, the relationships that go bad are the relationships where one individual is so charismatic and the other person just sits there and waits to be entertained by their partner, and that it's, you know, like half of the relationship is dead because they don't really have a life. They're just waiting to see what the next thing that they're going to do is. They don't know how to combine their new partner into their life so that it's a duality instead of just a theater, you know, relationship.
Yeah. No, I definitely do have my own life, and I think he has his too. So
good.
I just want to keep that going. I don't want to, like, oh, I can't go out with guys now because he's my, you know, I mean, I think I just have to redefine everything for myself, basically.
It's tough. It's tough to do because...
Yeah, but I guess it's growing. Sorry?
It's tough to do, but it's sort of necessary to where, you know, you have to compromise. And if you have to tell them what makes you uncomfortable. And if they plan on continuing this way they're acting because it makes them comfortable, even though it makes you uncomfortable, then that's when the separation is necessary.
Yeah, but that's why this there's a separation right now, because he's not willing to at least give me once a week with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to at least spend once a week together. And he says, I can promise once every 3 weeks. I can't have the pressure.
Well, I would say that it's okay to have somebody else in between them, because it could end up being every 3 months after that then, too.
Yeah, that's why. It's better to be friends with him.
And just have lunch once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. If that's all he can handle.
So let's look at the next new relationship that's coming up for you.
Yeah, who else is coming? Is there somebody new coming?
Yes, and that it looks like they would be finding you. And that it looks like they would be from the western part of the country.
Okay.
Where are you located? Are you like in...
West.
You're in the western area? Okay.
No, so it's on the East Coast, New York.
Okay, you're in New York? Okay. I'm seeing that this person would be from Arizona or something, or Montana or Colorado or something like that. And that you may know them already. And it looks like they might be in a relationship.
Okay.
Too, like they're getting a divorce or something. So it's just, I need somebody that I can talk to, and that they would generally be interested in listening to what you have to say.
Okay.
And the thing, yeah. So the thing is like having somebody who is already schooled, you know, formed as an individual who's been in a relationship and knows sort of like what the policies are or protocols, basically, for what's mistreatment and what isn't.
Right.
So I see that they would be someone who's already schooled about how a relationship should be.
Okay.
And I get that their last name has something to do with records, like a needle or style or stylus or something. It's something that to do with recordings. It could be, you know, it sounds like, you know, disc or something like that. It has to do with recordings, records, record players, media players, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds like the same guy. He's also doing that.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then it looks like you have a pattern of individuals that are cycling in your life, and that this guy will be a little better than the last one.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah. All right,
as long
so
as I
you
can
have
see
your
them.
You have your homework then?
Yes.
If there's nothing else, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, and we can go on to our next caller here.
Thank you so much. So, may God bless you.
Yep. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. Next caller's up. You're hearing your microphone becoming unmuted. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin. This is Selena.
Hey, Selena. How are you?
Good. I noticed the occurrence. Was it your subject matter tonight on soulmates?
I was supposed to be something with UFO lady also, but she wasn't able to show up.
Oh.
And also doing relationships, that kind of thing, too. So, just winging it here.
You're winging it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to call my girlfriend to call in to your show, too. Just have her call in. But,
well, thank you for
that.
Yeah,
I thought it was... Yeah, I thought it was on soulmates and stuff. I had a really weird thing happen to me. Last month, you know, I've been going through a lot of financial difficulties, but last month I went into the bank and got a money order for my rent check. And what happened was I was changing my account that they usually pull the money automatically out of my account through my apartment. And so they couldn't pull it out from the other account, so they asked me to go ahead and just bring them a money order. So I went into the bank, got a money order, and didn't even think twice about it. And then that was the month where it was really chaotic with the court and legal stuff and whatever. Didn't even think twice about it. I go into my account, and I notice that there is a transaction because it's now rent due again, and it says adjustment on it. So I'm like, okay, is that something new? Because usually it says the apartment name on it. So I went to the apartment management, and they told me, oh, yeah, that's us. So didn't even think twice about it. But I find out that they didn't take the money out from last month when I went in to do a money order. And so needless to say that they said, hey, well, you know, we made a mistake, so we just took it out this month. How about that? And it totally did this, like, ricocheted effect on my account. And I was horrified. I'm like, okay, I can't believe you guys made this humongous mistake. And, life goes on, and I didn't pay attention to it. You know, I have another job that I do, and so I didn't even pay any attention to it. I have, bills to pay. I just didn't see that. I assume when I go in, you get a money order done at a bank, they take it out. They take the money out. They usually take it out right then and there. So needless to say, this has screwed me up. So I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, if you can pull cards on that, you can tell me if this whole thing will work out in my favor, if I'm going to be okay, because I can't believe that even happened to me. I was, like, in shock. But it was funny because it was at a time where I needed funds, so everything was okay, which is really weird. And not that I feel even bad now. I don't feel overwhelmed and stressed about it. But it's just really weird that that happened at the bank, you know?
It saved you overdraft fees. I think that's simple there.
It was?
It is. It's pretty straightforward there. It is what it is. Like, I'm looking at the understand card facing away. So it's talking about them just not having a clue whatsoever. So it is just them being them. And then I'm also looking at the bloom. You know, it shows the butterfly landing on the flower facing towards them also. So they're just, you know, dealing with one thing at a time. And, you know, with the way pay is being adjusted right now and that people are being paid less for doing what they used to do for more, people don't care about being as thorough as they used to be.
Yeah, they just sent me the letter, like, this weekend. Sorry if this was an inconvenience, but we went ahead and pulled out your account right now. Oh, my goodness.
Well, at least it wasn't an amputation of your kidney when you just went in for a hangnail, right, to see the doctor.
Yeah, that's true. But I just thought it was really weird how it happened, like, because, you know, the flow of money. I mean, I didn't feel stress for money last month. And then I had another situation with a gas pump. Like, I needed gas. I had minimum amount of funds, and I ended up getting a full tank of gas. I mean, I gave the guy a certain cash amount, but I ended up getting a full tank of gas.
Fantastic.
You know.
So, okay. It's like what I needed instead, you know? So I just thought that's pretty amazing. So.
Do you have your cards with you?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you go ahead and pull two, and let's see what they say. And just everybody, Selena has a copy of my Horizon Oracle deck, and that she uses it from time to time to give herself a reading, too. So it's getting out there little by little, minute by minute. Doobie Brothers.
What?
Doobie Brothers, have you ever heard of them?
I love the Doobie Brothers.
Minute by minute,
yes.
I've
seen them live. Michael
Me
McConnell,
too.
I love. Okay.
I even liked it when he went off on his own solo. He did really well.
Oh yeah. I have that Motown one.
Mm-hmm.
I have
yeah.
that. Okay, it's in reverse, 441,
yeah.
And then facing me, 1130.
So what do you get from the 441? What's the message? It's facing away from you, right?
Right.
The 441.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's about somebody or organization or group that it's just lost its flavor, basically. Like this can talk about people burnt out finally on the Chunky Monkey from Ben and Jerry's, and then they just can't handle another spoonful, and they throw out the rest that's in the refrigerator kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So it could be very well that this is talking about the person who was managing your account is ready to find a new job and that they just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, the guy was, the guy was really, really nice and felt really bad about that whole thing happening. And that affects, he won't be in until tomorrow, and I'm supposed to text base with him tomorrow in regards to this because, I mean, that's horrific, right,
mm-hmm.
at Christmas time to do that.
I know.
So, he
And then
he
the
felt
second
really
card,
bad.
The second card is the Rituals, 1130, right?
Yes.
And it's facing you. This one is like a time for you to get yourself right in your head and your mind and your body and your soul and your heart and your toes and your fingers and your eyeballs and everything, getting yourself as comfortable as you can be. And it fits in with what you were talking about just feeling so content.
Well,
and
it's so
stressed.
Funny because it's like I have, it's like for the longest time I've been stressed out on all those legalities in regards to my son, and
mm-hmm.
now I feel like that has subsided and everything, but now I am trying to figure out what to do, what I can get done, and then financial, but I'm financially worried and stuff, and this weekend, too, I was just like almost, I felt like I was pacing, going, okay, let me get this done and get that done. But I didn't get anything done.
mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm just like, but I did get some stuff done, like Friday, like I called my school up because I'm trying to get a class set up that I need to take care of so I can start back to school and finish that up. I need to do my testing for my school, so I'm like, okay, I did call my professor to work on my thesis again, so I'm like, I did feel good about doing that productively, but have I done anything else? I'm like, no, I'm trying to get my paperwork together for this second job, too, that I have lined up, too, so it's like I got all those things going on, other than that, I mean, I'm trying to be productive in that area, but, the holidays are coming up, so I don't know. I have a lot of stuff in my mind. But I did have this really weird dream, too. I had this dream of Santa Claus coming to me, asking me what I wanted.
Awesome.
So I don't know what that meant. I don't remember everything, but he asked me what I wanted.
Did you tell him?
So, yeah, I guess I did. I told him. I woke up with a smile on my face. But like, how weird. I mean, he was actually in the suit. I remember seeing him and asking me, Celia, what do you want for Christmas?
Ho, ho, ho. Right? Ho, ho, ho. Oh, and with the jingle bells and everything. That's great that you have a spirit guide that's Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it's, you're not talking rock or walking feather or anything. It's Santa Claus. And that's great.
Oh, my goodness. So, well,
and remember
December's almost over, so I'd like to get through this December and start off the year on the right foot. So that's what I wanted to see, if you got a positive read for me for starting off the year off right.
Well, the fact that the cards were facing away, it's like all about the people around you really just caught up in chaos and that you just thrive where you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Make the best of it. It could be far worse than what it is, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and, again, in regards to career, that's the most important thing to me right now is that, and then eventually my relationship stuff. But the twin flames, I was curious about what soulmate and twin flames was. Like, twin flames, the connection of twin flames, is twin flames only happens to you once, or does it happen to you more than once? Or, because it seems to me soulmate, like people say, oh, he's my soulmate. It could be more than one person to be your soulmate because, someone can pass away and they were your soulmate and then someone else comes along.
Right. Well, you can have non-intimate soulmates also.
What do you mean?
Well,
they're not relationship. You're talking about a friend.
Yeah, but they're family. A friend that feels like family and they're not. Family is a soulmate.
Okay.
And then the twin flame thing, in my opinion, as an observation, like God knows what the source is. Like who thought up that twin flame thing? It didn't come out of the Bible and didn't come from any of that cureform script that came out of Mesopotamia back when people were writing on rocks and everything. So I would say the twin flame just might be that they shine the same way that you do. Like they illuminate the darkness and mysteries of life and when you're feeling a little dim, they're a little brighter and vice versa kind of thing. So there's no permanent relationships in the universe because back when we lived on the prairie, okay, or even the Serengeti, just let's go back to where we're wearing cloths and everything and not really having cabins on the prairie, like little house on the prairie kind of, we were committed into family because all we had was the family and then the children who helped to keep the farm going. And then they met people that turned it into like a little village and everything else. So that's when marital bonds lasted. Now, it's been my discovery that we go through times in relationships where we marry for love is the first one, then we marry for money as the second one, and then the third one we marry for good. Because it's like, okay, we don't need to go through one and two anymore. We're going to go with door number three. We should have went with door number three, but we didn't know.
So you hope you get it all in one package, so...
But you didn't. You would not have learned the lessons that you went through with door number one and door number two.
Have all the time in the world for all of that. They want it all at one time. You want the love and the, you know, the whole mm-hmm. package. You want all of that at one time. And then if you didn't, if it failed, then you mm-hmm. learn that life lesson.
Well, I can tell you that.
You learn the life lesson to move forward.
you're in surviving mode right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going to pair yourself by, you know, natural gravity with other survivors around you, and you're going to compare notes.
Mm-hmm.
Compare notes on how to survive this thing and that thing and that thing. Then once you graduate from being a survivor and turn into a thriver, then you're going to leave the survivors behind you, and you're going to start pairing and bonding with the people who are thrivers around you. So your gravity is going to shift when that happens. And how you make your gravity shift is what you're doing. You're going and getting training. You're going and getting experience. You're networking. You're connecting with people and trying to shift your gravity and change the way you draw things into your life. When that
right.
happens, you leave the bonds with those soulmates who were survivors behind, because they are still in that class. And they could be for the rest of their life, or that they learn what you did and that they have their bump up the following year.
Right. Yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit... overall, I'm thinking about for the new year. Everybody always says this, you know, new year comes and they think about things they want to change and resolutions and stuff like that. I just, you know, like some of my friends over the years and to me have become a little bit, for me, I have changed maybe. I've changed in the things that they do. I'm not interested.
Right.
You know, I'm
well,
just not.
Well, back, I think I told you the story about how I separated from my first wife, where I got into about 5 car accidents. Some she was with me and some she was not. Some were like full-on rear-ended by someone who was doing 45 mile an hour and that we were stopped at a stoplight, and then other times they were just fender benders. And or it snowed and I got caught on ice and I ended up doing like the 360 donuts or whatever 50-60 times until I slowed down kind of stuff on the black ice out there on 66. But you're out in California, so you wouldn't know what I'm talking about in the DC area. And I got a wake-up call. It's like, okay, someone's trying to reach me. And they're speaking a language I don't understand, and that they're throwing rocks at me and hitting me in my head, and I'm not able to focus on anything, so I'm just going to stop and try to recognize what the source is for what's happening. So I, you know, camped out in the basement. You know, I got, you know, like the 3 or 4 cases of beer. It was snowy outside, so it was easy to do. And I just watched TV. The internet was just coming into its own. That's back before they had anything. They just had CompuServe. I don't know. I'm dating myself, basically. It's back in the 80s, 90s, early 90s, I guess. And then I went to the local incense shop and was just looking around for things. I bought some incense and some other stuff, some special, you know, statues, and then I was looking at the tarot cards and the things to get, you know, wisdom, and I had no idea. I heard about tarot, but just, you know, my grandmother used it, but nobody in the family ever shared anything about it, so I'd have to go through total discovery for myself. So as I started studying it, I started changing the way I looked at things and the way that I focused my attention on things. And I started changing. And then after about 2 years, my wife says, you know, I don't know who you are anymore. You're not the man I married. And she started spending more time with her family and doing things with her friends, just disconnected from me. And here I am. You know, on and off relationships last about 4 years. The last one lasted about two with Leslie. She and I knew each other for like 10 years. We would talk all day long at the office. But then, you know, one happy hour, boom, and it's like, okay, we're moved in together kind of thing. So it's funny how that stuff works out that way. But she was learning about me until my guide, Stacy, started showing up in her dreams, and that she shared one dream she had where Leslie said she was walking down a gravel road in her dream, and along comes this Cadillac that she turns back to see them coming at her. It's almost like the Batmobile is heading balls to the wall towards her as they're like trying to get out to the farm for some reason to rescue the cow or whatever, the way they're hurrying. So she gets out of the way, and then the Cadillac sort of swerves to hit her, and she has to jump out of the way to get from being hit. And then the car stops, and then Stacy gets out of the car and asks Leslie if she's okay. And Leslie's like, why are you asking me when you just tried to run me down? And then she woke up. And that's where, you know, Stacy was in her dream. And then the next dream that she had, probably like a month later, was that she just popped into the dream to where she was riding, you know, in the passenger side of the same car, you know, riding shotgun, and that they were going somewhere to, like, go see her dad or something like that. But again, you know, my world was starting to intrude into hers, and she was trying to understand it a little more. And then she started talking to her family and friends about it, and they were telling her, it's like, oh, it's probably a possession, and those demons are going to start, you know, attacking you and everything. And that's when we started, I know, that's when we started breaking up there, too. So everybody is in our time, in our life for a time, a season, or a reason. And that can be a lifetime, but a friend is forever, and lovers basically are for now, until you realize as much Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey as you want to know, and then you get burnt out on it, and then it's time for something new.
Okay, so you don't believe that, you don't believe the twin flames thing, that, you know, the connection maybe from before you were born, and then you're here now, and did
right.
You guys split from, you, do you believe in that, or you don't believe in that?
I don't, because of the past life information, facts that I've happened upon, and the research that I've come upon, to where we have hundreds of people, if not thousands, I'm not going to limit it, that come and go in this life that we're living right now, and they were a part of a life that we lived in the past. They could have been a shopkeeper. They could have been a sister, a brother, a neighbor, a dog in our past life, or past lives that go back over the ages, even to the point to where we conducted ourselves in insect form, okay? Like we lived as, you know, like the Buddhists believe that we lived as worms and birds and butterflies and everything. I did a past life reading for somebody once where they were trying to, over their phobias of bugs and spiders and just crawly things, you know, because their boyfriend was an entomologist, or what is it? the people who study bugs or whatever.
Yeah.
Entomologists, I think that's it. And I looked back and I saw where she had landed when she lived as a moth in a life in a spider web, and that the spider came closer and closer and closer, and then boom, she was vanquished, and that she was, you know, terminated, that she became, you know, supper for the spider, and that she was in such a fear that it hung with her through the cycles of lives that she's lived through the ages. So we have many people who come and go as experiences. Like, there will be times to where you'll get into a fender bender or a car accident with somebody, and they were a part of some relationship in your past, but the universe could not find any other way for you to connect with this person except to give you a fender bender.
Right.
So, to answer your question, yes. I don't feel like we get committed into relationships. Now, I'm not saying that it's like you're not going to get into a relationship that will last you a lifetime, because there are some people out there who just like rote processes, and I refer to those people as harvest folk, and that they're good at working in factories because they can take the peg out of the box and put it in the hole, take the peg out of the box and put it in the hole again and again and again for 8 hours a day, and then go on coffee break, talk to their friends about peg technology, that kind of stuff, and be fine with it for the rest of their life. And then there are others of us who don't like complacency, and that we have to have something new happen, otherwise we stifle.
So you think love is seasonal?
Maybe. It's more of, I think, gravitational. When I was telling you that you would be going from a surviving lifestyle to a thriving lifestyle, you would draw to you survivors who have survivor energies and gravities until you graduated from being a survivor and turned into a thriver. And it's always a shifting back and forth kind of stuff. It's never a permanent thing, because you eventually get to where, you know, your thriving turns into a surviving, because that age, that window of whatever you were thriving at has changed. You know, cycles of the stock market, trends, like, you know, you had an iPhone 2 and now it's time for the iPhone 8 or whatever, if you see what I'm saying. Evolutions,
right,
and transitions happen. So I would say try to find somebody who is looking to, like, that you can coexist with them, and that you can share ideas, hopes, dreams, that kind of thing. And then if there's some intimacy that gets thrown in also, sure, that's fine also. But the thing is that we all come here to be an experience and to experience other people. Unless you're left out on a desert island, you know, for some reason, Tom Hanks deal or whatever, and then you just have to have introspection then. It's like, then you get to know yourself a little better.
Right. Well, yeah. That just happens in movies. But,
yeah.
I mean, I think you mean when you have love as seasonal, I believe that can happen, and especially in a relationship that doesn't last, or a relationship that was a long time, like if you were in marriage and then you get divorced. And
mm-hmm.
But there's a reason, I believe there's a reason for it too. You know, that there's a purpose behind it. Whatever happened, those changes happened for a reason, to transition you into something else in your life. This was done.
for you to move forward, to do something or change someone, or you maybe change their life to do something.
Right. And that's the being in the experience or experiencing somebody else.
Yeah. So, you know, but I was just curious about what you thought about the, I still don't clearly understand the whole soulmate and twin flames, because to me they're the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say that you go to a party and then you meet somebody and then you have great chemistry, but then you don't talk to them come Monday morning for like the rest of your life. That was not a soulmate, but there was intimacy there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So sometimes those intimacy windows can last a month or 3 months or 3 years or something, because the fire is so serving. But then, like, what's his name? Bob Seger, I think, and talks about after the fire still burns. After the fire still burns. You get a little older, but the heart always yearns. I think that's how it goes.
My girlfriend is texting me. She wants to call you.
Okay.
So I'm
the
going
760
to...
The 760 number?
Yeah. So...
Okay.
Yeah, tell me what... Because I'm looking at my phone. So what is it?
760-542-4345. And that she has to press 1, so we'll sort of put her hand up in the room. That gives us a little blue question mark that lets us know that somebody has a question or that they want to
ask.
Yeah,
say it again, because I messed up on my typo. It's 1760 or what?
It's 760-542-4345. And would she be calling from a 917 number? Because the last caller was calling from 9. Okay.
Well,
that's the other lady.
523-4345.
Yeah.
Okay.
760-542-4345.
She is five. I believe her number is 562. Area code 562.
Okay.
So this way. You see her dial in, let me know.
It'll ask her, you heard it, that you have to press 1 so that it will put the little blue question mark up in the studio here for me so I can see that she wants to ask a question. Because there are some people who call in that just want to listen that they don't have a question.
Yeah. I'm telling her that right now. Call in and press 1. So.
Yeah.
So, but the twin flames for me, I thought the twin flames was more of those two people were the special people of that they were together in past lives, and they continued to have that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's calling. They're eventually meant to be before they, you know, both leave their last into this world. So that's what I thought Twin Flames was about.
And the thing is if you get too close, you get burnt.
Yeah. But then that wasn't meant to be then. I mean, twin flames to me is that when you get that close, then it was meant to be. You're going to have that exit together when it, you know, when you meet up with each other, when the alignment is right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And that's what the satellites card. I don't know if you've ever had that. I think it's 833, if I'm not mistaken, while we're waiting for your friend to call in. No, that's houses. Let's see. Going and looking it up. So the satellites is 844. That's what it is. And
okay.
The satellites. Go ahead.
I want to make sure I gave the right number. She said it didn't go through. 1-760-523-4345.
She doesn't have to dial a 1.
Oh, let me tell her, don't dial a 1. A 1.
Is she on a telephone pole calling in? Like Green Acres?
I'm reading her text. I told her don't dial a 1.
760-542-4345.
Okay.
Have her dial it with her left hand. It might be that her right hand is.
Okay. I told her my mistake. So 833, what were you saying about the card?
844 is the satellites. Satellites talks about the gravity of the situation.
Oh, yeah.
And it shows little people caught in, like, the little, you know, solar system there. And that's talking about people coming and going in your life that were out of your universe for a little while and then coming back in again.
Says the call cannot be completed at this time.
That's odd.
Okay.
Well, I can't call her from here.
Right.
I don't think.
No. I'm going to dial it to her again.
Okay. 760-542-4345. Have her hold her breath while she's trying to dial it. Or lift one leg up. You know, like you're trying to adjust rabbit ears on a TV for better reception.
When I was talking to you, I had pulled two more cards. I pulled in reverse 7-11 and 2-11.
Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do.
Tell everybody how you know that one, since, you know, because they'll be listening to this in archive.
Because I have the Horizon Oracle.
Okay,
card.
I think I got her.
You got her?
All right. Okay,
wow.
Selena's friend.
Hi, I'm Christy.
Hi.
Hi.
We were having a 7-Eleven moment.
That was a lot of work just to get on.
Yeah. You've broken through the barrier.
I broke through. I saw the light. Jesus.
Break on through to the other side. Break on through. Ow. You know, like...
I do like
Jim,
the doors.
Yeah. All right.
Surprise.
How can I help you?
Oh, let's see. I guess I'm going to ask a very broad question.
Okay.
Is 2014 going to be better than 2013?
You have to answer that. Just say yes. You have to command it.
Okay, 2014 is going to be better than 2013. Yes, it is.
So what do I need to know so I can plan for 2014 to be better? Is a good way
what
of
do
putting
you need
it.
To know?
No.
Or
this is what you should be asking me, what do I need to know to make 2014 better than what 2013 was?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it that I need to know that is going to make 2014 the best year and put 2013 behind me?
Okay. Well, and do you have a pen and paper? Or you can just go back later and listen to the recording. Don't worry about it. You can go back and listen to the recording later. I read with my own cards, and I think you've seen Selena's, maybe?
I haven't seen her cards.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at the 720 card, and the title for this is Posing. And it's facing away. And when cards face away in readings, it's about the people, situations, and things happening around you. So, with the posing card coming up for you for 2014, it's saying that you are going to be meeting a bunch of fakers, but you got to let them be the fake who they are. Because they're going to make mistakes that are going to help you learn how not to be.
Okay.
Then the second one, the second message, facing away, is the Drive card, and it's associated with the time 11:28, and it shows you or someone pushing a cart, and there are like four people standing on it. It's like it's about driving people to a new source, a new direction, a new destination, a new destiny, that kind of stuff. The Drive card is about road trips, and because it's facing away, it's saying that you could find yourself going on an excursion, an outing, a road trip or something with
okay.
a group of people. I was listening to that Twilight Zone music that you had playing in the background.
That was my
surreal.
That was my cell phone.
Yeah. So it talks about you going on some kind of road trip, and it could be at the first of the year. It could be with family, friends, a group, something that has to do with employment or something in that sense. But I do see things working out for you to where you sort of like work with somebody else, and I'm looking at the Means card, you know, M-E-A-N-S. And it's associated with the time 7:21, and this one is facing you. And it's
okay.
showing and saying that you are going to be working with somebody who has some money to make things move a lot better than what they had been.
Okay.
So somebody's going to be doing some investing, could be working for a bank maybe or something, or, you know, investment firm, or somebody who just works well with money, or that they, you know, get $100 or $1 million from a trust, a will, a inheritance or something, and that they pull you in with it if it hasn't happened already.
Okay. No, I do read a little. I can't find my cards, so I can't read any cards right now. I'm like, cards disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to the road trip, I want to go to PantheonCon, but not in the funds right now. And that's
it would be someone
in February.
Else, no, it would be somebody else paying for it for you.
Oh,
and then you would be
okay.
along for the ride. They
okay.
would want you for moral support.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. I get that.
And that it would be likely somebody that doesn't have much of a clue that would be wanting your help. Because I'm looking at the Puzzles card associated with the time 10:19, and it shows
okay.
someone who's sort of like looking around with thought bubbles coming up, thinking about this and that and this and that and this and that. Sort of like a windshield wiper going back and forth.
Uh-huh.
You know, going this way and then that way, shifting, and they might be a little, you know, distant. A little not focused.
Now, could that
scattered?
Could that be me going back and forth?
Nope. It's facing
nope.
away. The image is about someone. It's about someone around you.
Okay. Okay, because right now I feel like I'm a windshield wiper and I don't know which way to go.
Yep, you'll get pulled in to someone else's storm, basically, and I would say ride it out with them. It will be very fruitful.
Okay. Gotcha. And can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Now, what do you see for me in terms of work? I've been off mm-hmm. for the past 2 years, so I don't know which direction I'm going, if I'm going back to that job or if I'm going to be on a new path.
Have you ever bartended?
No.
Do anything with alcohol, drinking?
I drink, but not that mm-hmm. much.
Right. Who doesn't?
Not a lush.
Yeah, who doesn't? What? What I'm being shown for you as an answer for that is one to where it's about, it could be an addiction center or something, to where you go and volunteer and then you get connected to other opportunities in that sense.
Right. Okay.
Is there someone who is suffering with addiction around you?
Is anybody suffering with addiction around me?
Yeah.
I had a friend last year that was suffering with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a cousin who's an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I know all kind of people that are suffering with addiction.
Sure. Well, I'm just saying that sometimes they, you know, they could end up getting the DUI or something, that they lose their license and that they have to have someone do the driving for them.
Okay. Okay.
And because it's like not anything that you've ever considered before, if this falls in your lap, you have to say yes to it because it's going to be some kind of, you know, blooming season for you for this. Because I'm looking at the card that I'm looking at, the title for it is called Hiding, and it shows someone holding sort of like a champagne glass, and it has a syringe in it as a stirrer. Now, the syringe and the, you know, the wine glass are basically just sort of like crutches or facades that the people who use them are hiding behind because they don't want to face some part of their life.
Okay. That
makes
sense.
It doesn't have to be alcohol. It doesn't have to be crack or heroin or the other things that people inject. It could be
right.
Hoarding is another one. That's a hiding kind of thing. It's an addiction, right? Or a cat woman, you know, who has like the 30 or 300 cats or whatever.
What are you doing?
Yes, I get it.
Okay. So do you have a cat person or something?
Are you almost done?
No, I don't know any cat people.
Okay.
I'm not a cat person, so.
I don't care if you stay up late.
I tend to stay away from them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have an aunt who's a hoarder.
Okay.
She doesn't like to throw anything out.
Because I'm also looking at the lessons card facing you, and it's associated with the time 9/27. And lessons is about somebody who's taking risks. Like here in the lessons card, it shows someone who is juggling handguns up in the air.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that nobody else would dare, you know, juggle handguns, but this person feels like they're confident. Whether it's a flare, you know, like a couple of fire sticks or chainsaws that are still running, you know, like that commercial, the insurance commercial where it's a prudential lady, you know, the one who has like the fancy hair and the big.
Yes.
Yeah. This is you. You're going to be the risk taker for the person who's hiding behind something that they wouldn't dare to take those risks.
Okay. Okay.
So
you don't see me as the risk taker, huh?
No, I see you as the risk taker for the person who's hiding behind something.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So you have been sort of like caught in a cocoon, I guess, or you've been in a place to where things are just like spinning out of control from what you've been telling me, that you want 2014 to be better than what 2013 was. And the best way to do that is to, you know, be risky. And the thing, what I'm, when we have crazy things happen in our life, it's because we haven't put enough crazy in our lives on our own. And that the universe comes in and does that to us.
Right.
Like, oh, she doesn't have enough crazy. Let's add a little bit to that so we can get her, you know, growing and you know, pruning a couple of ends that need to be snipped off because we want to nip that in the bud and get her going in another direction kind of thing.
That, now, that totally makes sense because they just cut my check in half. So, yes, it's mm-hmm. like, mm, you better figure out what you're going to do, and you better figure it out now.
Exactly.
And that's exactly how I feel, like, just like how you said. She doesn't have enough crazy, so let's throw in a little more. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
what's your name?
Yeah. My name is
what's
Kevin.
Your name?
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you,
you're
Kevin.
Welcome. And Selena is back on the horn again. She was having dialogues with exterior people there.
My son, I was like, finish your homework.
It's so angry.
Next time we're going to need you to mute that, okay?
Oh, I muted some of it. I just gave her like a little bit of a, I think she hears when she's muted and unmuted kind of thing. So, Selena was about to talk about the 7-Eleven card and how it was related to something that was happening to you. Because I think in September or October, I drew the 7-Eleven or the 11-7 card or 11-07 or something, and she said that she had something coming up on November 7th, and then I had her draw cards, and that she ended up drawing the 7-Eleven card. Or, right, isn't it, Selena? How
yes.
did that go?
Yes, and that was the date of the court, which was 11-7.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes.
And she drew it in reverse. So that,
yes.
that instead of it being 7-11, it was 11-7.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If you look at the number upside down kind of thing.
Right, right, right. Right. Hmm.
Yeah.
And the title for that card is A New World Begins For You. And that was exactly what was happening for her.
Yeah.
And tonight
yeah.
she draws the 7-Eleven again.
Yes.
It's almost like she has a dog eared or something.
Yes. The 7-Eleven and the 2-Eleven.
What deck are you using?
Kevin, you tell her about your deck. I haven't showed her my deck.
It's a deck that I designed. It's called the Horizon Oracle.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what are these number cards? The Horizon Oracle? I'll have to look that up, Kevin.
Yes. You just go to
Christy,
my website.
Christy, tell him a little bit about what you're getting into. She's, tell him about.
Well, I've been trying to become an ordained witch, but I have to wait because it just, you know, some of the classes cost money and I just don't
mm-hmm.
have the money now. So it's the last thing I need to be paying for when I can
right.
just be, I can just, you know, be a solitary witch by myself and study
yeah.
on my own.
Well, there are a lot of books that are called the Solitary Wiccan. I don't know, do you study Wicca or is it some other kind of thing?
No, I study Wicca. I have some books. I have The Solitary Witch.
Yeah. That's the best.
I do.
Because if you look, every wise person out there, they're not in a group. They are as an individual.
Right.
Existing.
So yeah.
It's okay.
You know,
to...
I like the ladies. I just think some of them are catty. And
mm-hmm.
It's...
Sure.
That's just me. That's just how I am. I mean, I prefer to have no cattiness at my age. But that's how they are. And the head priestess, I do adore her. She's a very nice lady, but sometimes she could be just mean. And then sometimes I choose not to have that
good
energy. If that makes sense.
It does.
Sometimes I feel like it's like bad energy. And instead of like saying something bad about the person, just, you know, speak your mind and tell them how you feel. Okay, I think what is your temple of?
Gaia.
Gaia, okay.
G-A-I-A.
I found your website already.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I feel.
Which one?
Oh, I was saying that's how I feel about
solitary.
That.
Yeah.
So
if you look just real quick on the left-hand column right there, you can see where it says 1 o'clock cards, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock
yes.
on the left-hand side.
Yes.
These are the definitions and images for my deck based on what I had done in research up to like a year ago. And I just published a book called The Horizon Oracle Companion, which is a more in-depth definition book about the images as well. And I also include two randomly drawn cards as a subsection to the section to give you an idea on how to read with the card as well.
Okay.
Because I've been a reading professional for about 15, 20 years or whatever, and I was reading with the tarot. I really liked it. And the Robin Wood deck I really associated with well. But as I was reading with, like, certain groups of cards would come up, and it would give me an image that I would tell the client about, and that image would fit exactly with what's going on in their life. So I took those images and drew them into the cards that you see that are here. It's simple images, but they depict a gist of a situation.
Right. That makes sense.
And there are 111 of them.
I forget. How many is in a Rider deck? 70-something?
78.
Yeah, I was like, how about? I was going to say 73. I'm like, no.
Mm.
I knew it was in the 70s.
Yeah.
I absolutely don't know where I put my deck of cards. I'm like, where did I put them? I haven't
so
been able to do
it. The tarot deck that you used before was the Robin, what was it called? Robin Wood?
Robin Wood, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I've never heard of that deck, but I don't know very much about them. Only thing I have is that I have the angel cards.
Mm-hmm. Yep, if you were to look at the Robin Wood, it's very Wiccan, pagan symbology and symbols and coloring and that kind of thing. So it's really beautiful. It fits with me. It has a resonation, I guess. If that's
the
word.
No, I like your cards. They're very cute.
Very cute.
I mean, like he said, they're very simple. I like simple. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes simple is better than complex, you know?
So go and look at the 902. Just go down to 9.
Okay.
And 902. Find the hiding.
Okay.
And that's the one
that
I was telling you where the person is holding the wine glass with the syringe.
Right.
And then there are two other people that are there watching them. It's like, what are you doing?
But the one I got was in reverse, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So with it being in reverse, it says something hidden everyone will soon learn.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm. That's. I have a friend that sometimes I feel like she's not always, like, truthful. Or she embellishes the truth. She's like Penelope on Saturday Night Live.
Sure, that's funny.
Emily, like, well, if you watch SNL.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's who she reminds me of sometimes. It's like if I say, you know, I'm like, I have rheumatoid arthritis. Well, how do you have it? You know, I have it too. I'm like, it's not a competition. That's not something I'd want to have. You know what I mean?
Like, my scar is bigger than yours kind of stuff.
Right. You know, like, oh, well, you got sliced with the 2-inch knife? Well, I got stabbed with the 10-inch knife, and my gash is not nearly as big as yours. It's just like, huh? It's always like a competition. I'm like, there's no competition here.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're
okay.
A survivor.
Me?
Yeah.
In a survivor of what?
Stabbing.
Oh, no. That was just an example of, yeah, like, you know, if I say something, well,
mm-hmm.
How is that possible? Nothing happened to you, and it's like, I don't know how it's possible. It just is. It just seems like a competition all the time. So.
Interesting.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have to look at your website some more, Kevin.
Yep. We'll make yourself at home. And Selena has the deck. You guys can pull cards that way. And if you're, are you guys close to each other?
Kind of, sort of, not really.
Okay.
She's not far. She just tries to act like I'm, so, like I'm in another country. And I'm not far from her. Maybe
okay.
45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, not far.
Well, you can Skype.
Yes. We can.
We definitely can.
We can FaceTime, Selena.
Yes. Kevin, I want to pull a card for you.
Okay. We got 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. 11:11. The curve.
Okay.
Facing me. And 7:45.
Okay.
In reverse.
Hmm. Cool. Well, 11:11 is the curb card. And because it's facing us, right?
Yes.
It talks about making room for new memories. Putting things on the curb, clearing in the clutter. And it's a good time for that because it's been snowing and I can't go anywhere anyway, so... And then the other one was, let's see, talent.
Yeah.
And that's facing away or?
Yeah, that's in reverse, facing away.
So that means other people will be recognizing me for my abilities, whether it's what I do here on the phone as we're talking, or something else. So that's good.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas.
All right, ladies. Well, thanks for calling in. We're at like 30 seconds left. Anything in closing?
No.
Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
To a new year and positive things going on in your life and in mine.
Thank you. All right, remember, the yellow bug is the hug bug.
Yes.
All right. Okay, everybody, take care.